हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
ओम शांति। टुडे Today, the bestower of all treasures, today the bestower of all treasures, Bap Dada, who bestows the treasure of knowledge, treasure of powers, treasure of elevated thoughts, is seeing his children everywhere who are the children and the masters and have the rights to all the treasures. The father who is the master of all the unlimited treasures. Is filling the children at this time with all the treasures. He bestows all the treasures to each one. It isn't that he gives more to some and less to the others. Because there are unlimited treasures. The children everywhere are merged in Bap Dada's eyes. all of you are filled with all the treasures and are feeling happy. According to the present time, according to the present time, the most auspicious confluence age is the most valuable treasure. Because it is at this Sangam Yuga, the confluence age only. When you can create your fortune for the whole kalpa, even 1 second of this small age because of or on the basis of all the attainments and fruit you receive at this time, each second is equivalent to 1 year. Each second is equivalent to 1 year. How invaluable each moment is. It is for this time that there is the praise. That if not now, then never. It is for this period of time. Thus there's a saying, if not now, then never. Because it is at this time It is at this time when God's role is included. This is why this time this period of time is called worth diamonds. Baba is saying the English of the Hindi, Satyug is called the Golden Age. But this period of time, the time is worth diamonds. And all of you children too. The souls experienced in life worth diamonds. It is at this time when souls who have been separated for a long time experience celebrating a meeting with God and celebrate a meeting with God and experience God's knowledge, God's love, and claim the rights to all the attainments from God. In the whole Kalpa, otherwise there are deity souls, great souls, but at this time there is the Supreme Souls or God's family. This is why the amount of importance there is for this period of time, understanding its importance, or realizing its importance, or knowing its importance. you can make yourself as elevated you want to become, you wish to become, you can make yourself that much elevated. And all of you too are the most multi-million fortunate souls to claim the fortune from God in this great age, aren't you? So, aren't all of you also experiencing your elevated fortune and the intoxication of that fortune? You are happy about it, aren't you? What song do you sing in your heart? Wow, my fortune, wow, how great my fortune is. How great. Because in front of this elevated fortune, in no other age or compared to this elevated fortune, in no other age are you ever able to receive such elevated fortune. Therefore, say, Do you feel happy whilst remembering your elevated fortune? Do you feel happy? Those who think that they are always happy, not the ones who are sometimes happy, but those who are always happy. They raise their hand. Remember the word always. Underline the word always. Now your photo is coming on in the TV. Those who are always happy, their photo is coming on the TV. Congratulations to you. Okay, those on this side, on Baba's right, Shakti's mothers, raise your hand. Double foreigners, raise your hand if you think that you are always happy. What word will you remember? Always. The word always. Those who will be happy only sometimes, they are going to come later on. Bap Dada has told you earlier also that the speed of time is very fast. Time is moving at a very fast speed. Time is moving very fast. Those who know this, that time is moving fast. So as you know this, that time is moving fast, you have to check yourself. That as I am Master Almighty Authority, is my speed of efforts also that fast? Of course, all of you are making efforts. However, what does Bap Dada want to see? Oh, every child. So what does Bap Dada want to see? Bap Dada wants to see every child to be a fast, intense effort maker. Bap Dada wants to see every child passing with honors in every subject. So ask yourself, check yourself, and may find out whether you are passing, you are going to pass with honors in every subject or just passing. A fast effort maker. The signs of a fast effort maker. There are two signs of an intense effort maker. There are two special signs of an intense effort maker. One is that one will be completely a destroyer of attachment. First, he will be completely destroyed of attachment, and secondly, he will be ever ready. That is, he would have destroyed his attachment completely and he will be ever ready. The first thing is, he will finish his attachment completely. If first of all he has conquered body consciousness, he is free from the attachment of his body, then it will not be difficult for him to be detached from anything else. The sign of body consciousness is waste thoughts. is waste thoughts, wasting time. So wasting thoughts, wasting time. And wasting time, so wasting thoughts and wasting time. So you can do this checking yourself within you. If you are wasting, if you are using time in an ordinary way, then that also will not allow you to conquer attachment or destroy your attachment. Therefore, check. Whether I am using every second, every thought, every action in a worthwhile way or not, or spending every second, every thought, every action in a worthwhile way or not. Because at the confluence age, you have a special blessing from the Father. Success is your birthright. So, a right makes the experience easy. Or the right gives an easy experience. And secondly, ever ready. The meaning of ever ready is the meaning of ever ready is in thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships. Whenever time gives an order, because it is suddenly, you know, and therefore time gives an order all of a sudden, just like you saw in Dadi. It was all of a sudden, and she was ever ready. And therefore, in one's nature, in every action, one has to be easy. Easy in contacts, easy in nature, easy in service, and also easy in satisfying everyone, and also easily staying satisfied too. So being satisfied and satisfying others easily. So easy in every way. This is why Bap Dada keeps on signaling you again and again about the closeness of time. The time for making self-efforts is very little. The time for making self-efforts is very little. This is why check your account of accumulation of income. You have been told earlier also about three methods for increasing your income, increasing your treasures. So check them within you. One is Bhaktada is saying it again. One is accumulating the fruit on the basis of one's own efforts, accumulating the treasures of attainments through one's own efforts. The second is to stay content, and in this too you can add the word always, to always stay content, and making others contented. Through this, the account of charity is increased, is accumulated. And this account of charity is the basis for receiving the fruit of many births. The third is always tireless, altruistic, and always serving tirelessly, altruistically, with a big heart. So always serving tirelessly, altruistically, and with a big heart. Through this, whomever you serve, from that one you automatically receive blessings. So these are the three methods. First is self-efforts, second is accumulating charity account, and thirdly blessings of others. These three accounts so I have to check whether I have accumulated in all these three types of accounts. Therefore, check this. Why does Baba say to check? Why? Because if a test comes suddenly, because according to the present time, the upheaval in nature, is leading to small tests which can come at any time. This is why this is why you have to pay special attention to the knowledge of the karma philosophy. Karma philosophy is very deep. Just as there is attention of being of the attention of drama, attention of the dharana, attention of remembrance. So you pay attention to all that. Similarly, you need to pay attention. There is need to pay attention to the philosophy of karma. doing ordinary actions, spending time in an ordinary way, having ordinary thoughts. Will lower your fruit, will lower your fruit, a difference will come. At this time, all of you who are effort makers are special souls. You are not ordinary souls. You are instrumental for doing world benefit. You are instrumental for transforming the world. You are such souls who are instrumental for transforming the world. Yes, souls who are meant to give benefit to all. You are not only those who are to transform yourselves only, but you have the responsibility of transforming the whole world. This is why become an embodiment of the elevated awareness of your elevated self-respect. Make a thought that make a determined thought that I have to become this. Bap Dada noticed that everyone has good love for Bap Dada and for Seva, service. All of you love Bap Dada and service very much. the atmosphere of service. Everywhere is very good because you make some or the other plans of service and are moving forward in that. But along with that, according to the importance of time, according to the time, the souls of the world who are getting more and more peaceless and unhappy in life, you have to in order to free them from peacelessness and sorrow, you have to with your own powers give them sakash, vibrations, current, just as this physical sun of nature with its rays of light dispels darkness and brings brightness. With its power of its rays of light, it is able to change many things. Similarly, become a master, son of knowledge. And with the rays of peace and happiness which you have received, give the current to others and dispel their sorrow and peacelessness and make them free. And make them free by dispelling their peacelessness and sorrow. With your powerful attitude, through the service of the mind, change the atmosphere and make it powerful. Now, just as you have expanded service through words a great deal, similarly, do the service through the mind in the form of giving Sakash current of powers to souls. As your topic is the year of hope, happiness and divinity, that's this year. So spread that hope and happiness everywhere. Encourage them. Fill hopes in them, fill zeal and enthusiasm in them. So free them from all these things. And make them experience God's inheritance of peace and happiness. So now there is more need of giving Sakash current of powers to all. Make your mind busy in this service. Then you will automatically become the conqueror of Maya and victorious soul, whilst other little trivial things are just sight scenes. In sight scenes, some scenes are, some things are interesting, they are good, but others are also are bad too. Therefore, cross these sight scenes. So the sight scenes have to be crossed in order to reach the destination. in order to pass by the sightseers, you have to be seated on the seat of a detached observer. Then the sightseers will seem to be like entertainment. So, are you ever ready until let anything happen even tomorrow? You are all ever ready, are you? Are you ever ready? Those sitting in the first line, are you ever ready? Even if something happens tomorrow, are you ever ready? And all the seniors are raising their hand. They are saying, yes, Baba, we are ever ready. Teachers, are you ready? Teachers, they are also raising their hand. What about those, so there are five wings today. So are you ever ready? There are five wings today, education wing, sports wing, administrators wing, and two more. So are you ever ready? Just think, daddies, are you all watching? They are raising their hand. See, they are raising their hand and they are saying that they are ever ready. So congratulations, congratulations. Even if you are not ever ready, by tonight become ever ready. And they are laughing. Why? Because time is actually waiting for you. Bap Dada is waiting for opening the gate for you. The advance party also is invoking you. You can do anything. You are master, almighty authority already. You just make a determined thought that I must do this, I will do this, and I will not do this. So just make a determined thought. What you don't have to do, just say it with a determined thought. Say no and really don't do it. You are master anyway. Okay. Who are the first timers? Raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. Many now sitting in the back. Raise your hand high. Wave to Baba. Wave your hand. So many first timers. So each one is actually holding Baba's flag and they are waving Baba's flag too. Okay, put your hand down. all those who have come for the first time, to all of you, congratulations, congratulations to you multi-million times. Bap Dada is happy. That my children of the previous kalpa have come again back into their family. They have come back into their family. This is why those who are going, although you have come so late, but you can do wonders even now. Though you have come late, but don't stay behind. You move forward and go in the front. And for this, you will have to make intense efforts. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? It's good. They're raising their hand that they have the courage. So Baba says, good. You keep the courage and the help will come from Bap Dada and the family. It's good. Because you children are the decoration of the home. So all of you who have come, are the decoration of Madhuvan. Okay, what is to be done now? And Maniben stands up to tell about who has come in this group. Bhopal Son are serving this time. Stand up all from Bhopal Son. They have prepared a big banner. Baba Singh, so many have come. Lower your flags, lower your flags. It's good. You have received a golden chance, haven't you, of serving. All of you who have come for seva, for service, out of you, amongst you, the fruit of service, which is power and supersensual joy, fruit. Now, if those who said they experienced even that, the happiness and the power of service, they, if you have experienced that, now you may wave your flag. Okay, okay, they're all waving. So now Baba is saying, okay, put your hand down. So you have experienced supersensual joy. Now will this joy remain constant or will it be there only for a short while? Because those who say that it will be constant, say from your heart, no, don't see others and say, the one who thinks that this attainment which I have received, I will keep it constantly with me, come what may. Even if obstacles come, I will destroy all those obstacles and keep my happiness constant. They now wave the flag and they are waving again, making a promise to Baba that we will make our happiness constant, come what may. See, your photo is coming on the television, then this photo of the TV will be sent to you if you are not happy. Okay, now you may lower your hand. Bring your hand down. It is good. It's good that you took this chance of serving, and it's a good method of making everyone come and do service. They come turn by turn and they are given full permission to bring. As many they want. So now what wonder will you do? Sister Avdesh of Bhopal zone is saying, Baba, we promise you, all of us, that in 2008 we will glorify your name. Baba is saying, it's good. You will cooperate with one another and fulfill this promise. Yes. We'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it. They're saying, yes, you will surely do it. You'll surely do it. You are Master Almighty Authority, and therefore for you nothing, it's not at all difficult to fulfill any promise. It's not a big thing to fulfill any promise, as you are Master Almighty Authority. The only thing needed is determination. Make determination your constant companion. Do not leave this determination, because determination is the key to success. So wherever there is determination, there is success too. Isn't it that way? We will surely do it. Bab Dada is happy about this, that you have made a determined thought. Oh, it's good. see so many get a chance to come. Half of the class is of those who are serving. It is good. See, when Baba was in Sakar, in the corporeal form, the first, you played a very good part. You created the first museum. Mahendra Bhai, you know, Bhopal zone, he used to go and create museums in the centers. So you have the blessings even of Sakar Baba. Now show something new, bring some novelty. It's a long time now. Do some new invention. She's saying something of Deshwin. Even this serving through wings is old now. Holding exhibitions, milas, conferences, get-togethers, all this you have done many. Now do something new. It should be short and sweet. With less expense, there should be more service. You give very good advices, don't you? So, you are good advisors. Think of new plans. Just as at the beginning exhibitions began, then Mila started, then serving of wings started. Similarly, do some new invention of service. Baba will see who becomes instrumental for that. It's good, you are courageous. This is why Bab Dada always in advance helps congratulates beforehand for your courage and gives help. Okay, you may sit. Five wings are there. Education wing. All of you stand up. Education wing, all five. Second, administrators wing, stand up. Administrators wing, education wing, education wing, administrators wing. Third is business wing. wave to Baba. Fourth is youth wing. Youth wing. Touch the light. Fifth is sports wing. So, sports wing. Fifth, sports wing, administrators wing, youth wing, education wing. Every wing is doing service with zeal and enthusiasm. Each one is also doing a good race, is a healthy competition in every wing. On seeing the zeal and enthusiasm in all the children, Bap Dada is showering flowers of love on all the children. You do little bit of effort, but you do it with love. This is why every wing is going ahead of the other. Education is such a good task. Just as those who served villages, those of the village upliftment department, they serve the villages. Then those of the medical profession, they served the medical profession. Similarly, education wing should take up a school and make that school accept the spiritual study. They won't leave those other studies, but they should add spiritual knowledge in all their classes. You should adopt a school, a college, adopt one. It can be possible. Can it be possible? Baba's asking. Mrityunjay wants to speak. Baba's asking, can it be possible? Mrityunjay is saying that we have made a plan that the 8,000 schools, higher secondary schools, and hundreds of thousands of primary schools. So we have thought of a plan of having a campaign of self-empowerment through human values. We have to 378 universities in India and over 18,000 colleges and 100,000 higher secondary schools, leaving aside the primary schools. Self-empowerment through human values. We want to have a national campaign on this, and Baba is saying it's good. Baba wants to hear the result, and if you do it, then others will also get the encouragement. So business wing also should create a business group. Those of the youth group should create their own youth group from everywhere. So they should create, bring result. All the wings, they should create a group, bring, show that is a result of the service. First bring it in writing form. Bhopal has brought a list of the VIPs they have served. And Mrityunjay Bhai saying, yes, from Madhya Pradesh to Andhra Pradesh, VIPs have come. Similarly, make a group. Now they are in different towns and cities. So whoever are in town, different towns and cities, first make one complete gathering of them. Make all of them come together in one place and instill enthusiasm in them, and this way move forward. Each one should create his own group. Now you have created few, but now more have to be created. Mahendra Bhai is saying that, Baba, we have sent you a list of VIPs, officers and all the big VIPs, how they are coming closer to Baba and taking this Gyan. So Baba is saying, yes, you must sit together and discuss how to bring the groups together, how the groups be created, and that group should consider it to be the responsibility to serve others. And wherever the program is, that special group should cooperate. It could be a group of 5, 6 in every place they have to reach. Take seva from them and they will be happy and will move forward. Youth wing, you have done good service in schools. Bap Dada got the news. Bap Dada heard everything. You also should form a group. That group should be called servers group, cooperative group, serviceable group. However many good serviceable hands be put in that, to form that group. It's good. So all of you, congratulations to all the wings. So next year bring the list of names of your group and make a group at your place and then bring their names here. They should be strong in them. Some will be airs, some will be mics. There will be both types in that group. Shashi Ben is a national coordinator for sports wing, and so they have created a many things, and she's saying we have gone to cricket players, and these players, you know, they also want to learn meditation, and we have got invitation to teach them meditation. And for serving sports person, we are going to start a campaign. They made a program of that type. Baba saying very good. So do it in the practical form. Okay, you may sit down. So now Yogini Ben is saying for business wing, they have prepared a new exhibition for business wing. Congratulations. Very good. So if the plans of service keep increasing, then the souls will receive your vibrations. Through one, 10 will receive. Bab Dada has told you that you are having good interest in doing service and you're also moving forward. But then again the word but comes, however comes. You need to do self-progress also, self-transformation too. Attention to the self is also needed. There should be a balance of both, of serving the self and others. That balance is gradually happening, but you have to pay attention to it definitely. So when there'll be a balance in you, then people will then your name will be revealed. Okay. Chandrika Ben is talking about for the youth group, youth wing, for self-progress. So they're going to keep a chart from 1st of January, and those who will be six months, if they will be able to keep a chart like this, they will get a special reward. So they also have a plan. It's good. Do something new is good. Baba, double foreigners have come. Double foreigners, stand up. Stand up, double foreigners. All the double foreigners from, they've come from 30 countries. All the double foreigners, please stand up. 150 double foreigners from 30 countries are here. Very good. Very good. Yes, you may wave to Baba. Well, you are now well known by the name Double Foreigners. Now, should we keep your name as Double Effort Makers also? Should we have that as your name? Should we keep that name of yours? Double Effort Makers? Double Effort Makers? Should that be your name from now onwards? You will make double efforts? Will you? Well, here you didn't raise your hand. Okay, double efforts. You'll make double efforts. So should we name you as double effort makers? Each one should become a sample. That is, in foreign lands, no one should have any obstacles. Become an example in that. No obstacle in thoughts, in words, in actions, in contacts, in relationships. No obstacles whatsoever. Bhaktada tells this to all the zones in Bharat as well. Yes, he is telling to the double foreigners, but to all the zones in Bharat also, that become an example, or set an example, so that the whole zone becomes free of all obstacles. So all double foreigners become free of all obstacles, free of all waste thoughts, free of all impure thoughts too. Do it. Every zone can raise, even foreign lands are one zone. So Bhaktada will give a prize to that zone. The whole zone be free of obstacles. No trace of obstacle anywhere in that zone. Then Baba will give that zone a reward. If you give help to one another, cooperate with one another, then it can be possible. Wherever there is any problem, any obstacle, go there and help them and free them from obstacle. From that obstacle, give them courage, fill zeal and enthusiasm in them. Bhaktada wishes to see such a scene. Just as where service is concerned, you went and did service there and you are doing service there. So you have shown that to Baba. So just as in service, you are doing it in a practical way of serving. Similarly, Bhaktada wants this service too. Let everyone be free of obstacles. So just as each zone has created some form of service, even foreign lands, they have plans of service. Similarly, make plans of being free of all obstacles. Help one another. Be each other's helpers. Just as you are making efforts to be, or you are paying attention to yourself so that you could be free of obstacles. Similarly, in all the centers, in the whole zone, there should be this attention. In that, Baba wants to see who will take the first prize. It can be possible. Can it be or not? Is it possible or is it difficult? All the zone heads stand up. All the zone heads. All the zone heads. All at the heads of the different zones come. Ramesh, Brijmohan, Baba is kind of telling them to stand up. Madhuban is also in that. Madhuban too is in that. So Sarla Didi, Sudesh Didi has come, Ratan Mohini Dadi, Mohini Ben. So it can be possible. Can it be or not? Say Baba is asking, I don't know whom, is it difficult? What do you say? Ramesh Bhai wants to say something. Nive Bhai is saying, Baba, it's your thought and therefore nothing is difficult. Okay, start making the efforts. All the zones, prepare your group. All those who are your helpers, make their group, make a plan, and then start, and then Baba will see the result. You'll have to prepare groups for that. What you need is, just like, you know, Didi was there, though she was aged, but she used to go around, she used to tour a lot. She used to go around. At that time, she used to travel in the bus, wait for the bus even for half an hour, and then go to different places, go on a tour to every place. That is less these days. You have to prepare such a group which should go around all the time, filling enthusiasm in everyone. Make such a type of plan, because time is calling out, be quick, time is calling out. And it will happen all of a sudden. This is why make a plan in your, make some or the other plan in your meeting. So do the details in your meetings. Even double foreigners, you should do it too. Then Baba will see who takes the first prize. Okay, you may sit down. All of you sit down. Okay, double foreigners, Baba will tell you more, but you be seated. Baba will tell you more. Mm. Baba said, blessing to the double foreigners, whenever you come in the gathering of Madhuban, then Madhuban looks beautiful because it becomes like an international gathering. Otherwise, it's the gathering of just of those from Bharat. This is why Bap Dada likes when double foreigners are here. That is, in every turn, in the whole season, there are always double foreigners in the gathering. This is good progress in you. And of course, Bap Dada has special love for the double foreigners because see, those of Bharat, they do renunciation, but you do double renunciation because there it's a different culture. So you have to, you renounce that too, while those who are in Bharat are of this culture beforehand. So their renunciation is only one, but yours is double. It's twofold. Therefore, Bap Dada is happy to see you. You are also now experiencing, aren't you, that you belonged to Bharat and you are of Bharat. Afterwards, it's going to become all one Bharat. London, America will not remain. All will be one Bharat. Those places will become picnic spots for you. Otherwise, whatever will be there will be one Bharat. Therefore, you all now experience, don't you, that you went abroad only for service. You can think about it that even in this small group you have come from 30 countries, and when it was the turn of the double foreigners, from how many countries were there? From 90 countries, when it was double foreigners' turn, when it was double foreigners' turn, they came from 90 countries. So just see, you came from 90 countries, and then each country with a different language. So if sisters from Bharat learn all those languages, only then they'll be able to serve there. So what should they do? Should they start learning languages, or should they do meditation? Should they do yoga? Therefore, Baba sent you to those countries so that you could serve them. Your permanent address, which is it? Which is your permanent address? You know it? Do you know which is your permanent address? Which is it? Madhuban, yes. Madhuban is your permanent address. Or is it London or America? No, it's Madhuban. Your permanent address is Madhuban. See? All of you say together? It's Madhuban, is it not? Are you sure? Everyone? Are you sure it's Madhuban? Baba's asking. They are saying, yes, Madhuban is our permanent address. You have gone there for service, is it not? Your home is Madhuban. your service place, your workplace is that land, that country. In India also, you know, some are from Maharashtra, some are from Rajasthan. So they are there for service. Therefore, double foreigners, now keep your title double effort makers, no more double foreigners, you are double effort makers. That's your title from now onwards, double effort makers. The Hindi word is double purusharthi, not double videshi, but double purusharthi. And now the Kumaris, the teachers have come in the training, young Kumari, young teachers who are just within 3 years in the centers, young teachers, they're also waving to Baba. They also have flags. Okay, good recognition of each group when they have their own symbols. Is your training complete? Yes. Okay, now you may wave to those who say, yes, our training is complete, wave to Baba. Yeah. Have you become strong in the training? Or are you a little bit weak? Are you strong? Have you become strong in the training? Now when you'll go back, whatever training you have done here, you have to show the proof of that. Will you? Will you show the proof of the training you have done? Or will you say, what to do? This happened, that happened. Maya came. Hope you won't say like this. I am a victorious soul. Apply the tilak of constant victory on your forehead before you go. If someone would ask you, how are you? What will you say? It is the best of all. It's the best of all. You'll say this, won't you? If somebody asks you, how are you? Okay, now you may wave to Baba. And they're waving it with great force. So, every month, whoever is your in charge, you should write okay, okay to her. Don't write a big letter. This happened, that happened, not all that, but I'm okay. Or if something happens, then put a cross there, but not okay yet. Because there's no time for reading so much, therefore you need to do everything in a shortcut way. If everything is fine, then put okay. And if not okay, then put okay and then cross it. To say it's not okay. Okay? Then Baba will see the result. Where's Ratan Mohini Dadi? She's in charge of the Kumaris, the teachers. So what about those groups which have already done their training? Are you getting that result? Two, three groups have passed. Are you getting the result? She's saying, yes, I'm getting the result. The result should come. Otherwise, they may become slack. Every month the result should come. And so you write a small card. Don't take a big sheet of paper. Don't spend so much money. Take just a small card. But the result should come. then it will be known that you have taken benefit from the training. Such a big house, a big palace has been built for you in the whole of Shantivan. The biggest building, the best building, the best halls are in the training center. Have the double foreigners seen the training center? It is just behind the diamond house. On your right, extreme right, is the very huge Prakashmani training center. You should go and see it tomorrow. So Baba is saying, see, everyone has given their proof. Now you also have to give your proof of your stage. Write the report to Madhuvan. Don't write too much. Bap Dada is happy. Because it's the teachers who are in front of the world. If the teachers are victorious, then the centers are victorious. And if the centers are victorious, then the zones are victorious. And if the zones are victorious, then the whole world is victorious. This is why make this effort strong in you, firm in you, of becoming free of obstacles. Okay. Now Baba is going to do a drill. So in 1 second, all of you, experience the stage of sweet silence. Go deep into this experience of sweet silence. Bap Dada is giving loving drishti to everyone. Okay. To all the fast effort makers everywhere, who with their fast efforts achieve success, to all those who have the tilak of victory on their forehead and are always seated on the heart throne of the Father, those who have a double crown, the world benefactors, those who make their aim and the qualifications for that alike, those who are being sustained by God's love, to all such elevated children, Bap Dadas, love remembrances and blessings from the heart, and Namaste salutations.